弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother and sister, good morning.
我们很高兴在主日的清晨来到主的殿中，我们来敬拜他。
Very happy that we can come together to worship our Lord.
好不好？我们跟前面后面的人彼此打一声招呼，说耶稣爱你。
Please say hi to the people in front or back. Say Jesus loves you.
感谢赞美主。当我们彼此问候，我们真是靠主而得喜乐的时候。
And so praise the Lord because the Lord that we can have a joy.
那我们就不再忧虑了。
And so we no longer worry.
今天我们要讲的就是有关忧虑的情绪。
So today we will talk about the emotion about worry.
那在开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
And let's have a short prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we'll come to your mercy seat.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We want to thank you and praise you.
因为主，你是创造天地的万物的神。
Because you created everything.
你是救赎我们的主。
You are the Savior.
我们因着你而得喜乐。
Through you, they will have a joy.
我们恭敬将今天我们所传讲的信息交在你的恩手当中。
We put your teaching, your message into your hands.
让我们所讲的跟所听的都同感一灵。
Whatever who teaches and listen, that have one spirit.
我们靠着你的话语，我们胜过每天的挑战。
And rely on your word that can overcome every challenge daily.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么前几天在新闻里看到一个消息哈。
And a few days ago there was a news.
那么就说俄亥俄州的一个家庭所发生的事情。
And something happened in Ohio family.
那么这个家庭呢，他是这个怀孕的母亲呢，被他两岁的儿子开枪打死。
And it is a pregnant mother that was shot by her two-year-old son.
不但这个母亲去世，她腹中的胎儿也没有办法存活。
Besides, she passed away. Also, the fetus passed away as well.
你在想呢，这个悲剧的发生，那么是非常令人惋惜的。
And it was so sad that this tragedy happened.
为什么这个家庭一定要有枪呢？
But why does family need to have a gun?
很多时候我们要预备这样做是为了要保护自己。
In order to have a gun, because we want to protect ourselves.
我们担心会发生什么不测的事情。
We worry about something unfortunate will happen to us.
但是不幸的是，这个并没有达到保护的目的，却酿成了各种各样的悲剧。
So unfortunately, that did not actually the gun did not protect us. Actually, caused a tragedy.
其实，在美国这样的事情时不时就有发生。
And this happened quite often in the United States.
因为人们在惧怕的心态下所做出的决定。
Very often we're driven by fear, then we take some kind of unwise actions.
那么所采取的行动。
And so we take the action.
往往是不明智。
Very often is not wise.
不但与我们无益。
It's not benefit to us.
那么反而给我们带来伤害。
And bring a lot of harm to us.
所以我们生活在这个世界上呢，有太多的事情是令我们担忧的。
So we live in this world, there are a lot of things that worry us.
忧虑是我们不情愿的朋友。
And so worry is like the friend we really do not want.
可以说是招之即来。
And sometimes we ask, we will come.
那却挥之不去。
But we cannot get rid of it.
所以目前呢，在美国呢，说大概有32%的人成人有过焦虑的症状。
So about 32% of Americans that have a symptoms of anxiety.
那么这个数字啊，据说是比几十年前已经高出了翻了几倍。
It has been double or triple a few times compared to few decades ago.
OK.那我现在问大家一个问题哈。
So I'm going to ask you a question.
那么你觉得是年纪大的人比较容易忧虑呢，还是年轻的人比较容易忧虑呢？
So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think younger people who have more worries or older people have more worries?
年轻的说年轻的，年老的说年老的。
So the young people say, yeah, young people have more worries, and older people say, older people have more worries.
那么实际上从统计数字来看啊，18岁到24岁这个人群当中呢，有50%。
According to that statistic, 18 to 24, and this age group have 50% have some symptoms of anxiety.
以前我也不知道是这个样子啊。
I didn't know that before.
那么我都以为是年纪大的人，成人嘛，会忧虑的事情比较多。
So I always think the older people have more worries.
其实年轻人在高中生就已经开始了。
And so the young people start when they were in high school.
我小女儿他们。高中的同学好几个得忧郁症。
And so, some of my friends or my daughter had a depression.
那么很年轻，这样他的前途啊，就是另一个很担忧的状况啊。
And so, even they were very young, their future was really uncertain.
那么面对这样的情况，我们可以毫不犹豫地说，我们现在是处于一个焦虑的时代。
So when we see that, we can see we are facing a time era of a worry.
几乎我们每一个人都会遇到我们的家人、朋友，或是周围我们认识的人有焦虑的问题。
We probably have a friend or a family member have this problem with anxiety.
那么，基督教的信仰。让我们怎么帮助来面对我们的焦虑呢
？So what is our faith to help us to dealing those issues？
所以今天我们就继续我们这个心理健康与基督教信仰的系列的正道。
And so we will continue this series of mental health and Christian faith.
那么今天的第二讲是讲有关焦虑的问题。
Today we're going to talk about worry.
忧虑是什么
？What is worry？
忧虑就是我们来想象。未来可能发生的事情
Worry is something you imagine that might happen
从而呢担心焦虑甚至惧怕
So we worry about and have anxiety sometimes even have fear
那忧虑的程度其实有很大的差别
There's a different degrees of worry
这个我们需要识别、啊、
And we need to distinguish that
人们可以从一般的忧虑、啊、
From general worry
那么也可能到焦虑
And to the point of anxiety,
以至于说我们有恐慌发作，就 panic attack.
So we might have a panic attack.
那么各种的恐惧症
and various phobias.
那最后一个大家比较熟悉的应该叫创伤后遗症
and probably PTSD.
Yeah, 很熟悉 PTSD 在美国是大家比较容易知道的一个
Very common in United States, we'll talk about PTSD.
那过度的焦虑呢？大概你每天有几个小时都处于这种焦虑的状态。
Excessive worry, such as worry that we probably experience a few hours a day.
如果你属于这种情况的话呢，我想这属于有严重的心理障碍。
So if you fall into this category, you might have some psychological disorder.
这个时候都是需要要找心理医生去做医疗和诊治。
You might need a special to help you to take care of the problem.
大部分的情况我们是处于正常的焦虑跟这有疾病性焦虑的中间的状态。
Most of people are from normal to psychological disorders.
那这个是我们今天所要谈论的对象。
And this is what we're going to talk about.
每个人都有焦虑的事情。
We all have the experience of worry.
像我刚才讲的，一般的焦虑呢，它是属于正常范围的。
So the common worry are in the normal range.
比如说做学生的话，我马上要有一个重要的考试，就要在下个星期。
As a student, I have a very important exam next week.
你应该有适当的焦虑。
You should have adequate anxiety.
那个忧虑会帮助你紧张，会帮助你去预备，这样才保证你这个成绩啊比较好。
So anxiety will help you to prepare a little better.
如果你一点不忧虑，你都太放松的话，你想你那考试不知什么样的结果了。
So if you're too relaxed and not worry about at all, you can imagine.
人所忧虑的事情，其实不外乎就是那几样。
And people are usually worried about those few things.
我的学习啊，我的工作啊。
My study and my job.
还有我的健康啊。
My health.
我的人身的安全呢、啊。
My safety.
那比如说学生嘛，他就担心我的成绩怎么样，因为竞争非常激烈。
And students worry about their study because there's a fierce competition.
我能不能上大学？我能不能上这个最好的大学
？Can I go to college or can I go to Ivy League school?
那么年轻人也会担心自己的工作。
And young people worry about their jobs.
工作机会会不会减少？
The opportunity will be less.
哎，我的工作稳定不稳定？
Do I have a stable job?
我会不会失业？
Do I, will I lose my job?
老年人担心身体的健康。
Elderly worry about their health.
将来如果没有人照顾我会怎么办？
What will happen if no one takes care of me in the future?
但几乎所有年龄段的人，我们都会焦虑同样一个事情。
And all different stages of people all worry about one thing.
猜猜这个是什么？
Well.
Sorry. 钱呢、啊、
Money.
其实不管是年轻人老年人都会焦虑一个我的钱会不会够我花的。
And so we all worry about one thing. Do we have enough money to spend?
所以忧虑有哪些特征啊
So what are the characteristics of worry?
首先忧虑你是忧虑将来的事情。
Worry is about you think about something in the future.
可能有人会说哎陈牧师啊，我也会忧虑过去发生的事情。
And some people say I worry about the thing happening in the past.
Well, 你应该仔细想想，你不是忧虑过去的事情。
And you have to think about you're not worried what happened in the past.
你是忧虑过去的事情会对你的未来造成的影响。
You're worried about the things that happened in the past might affect your future.
所以忧虑都是。跟将来有关系。
And the worry usually associated with the future.
那第二个特点呢，就是忧虑会让我们心事重重。
And so worry will, we will be overly focused on ourselves.
所以呢，我们光是关顾自己，我们没有精力去关顾到他人和周围发生在我们周围的其他的事情。
Because we overly focus on ourselves, we disregard other people or what is going on around us.
那么第三个的特点呢，就是说这个忧虑呢，是把我们想象的将来要发生的事情和将来会确实会发生的事情怎么样，会渐渐的混淆在一起。
So thirdly, is it, the worry talk about is we mix imagining things that might happen with things that actually happen.
当你第一开始忧虑这个事情，你就说：“哎呀，这个事情可能会发生。”
But in the beginning of the worry, you think this might happen.
当你忧虑的时间越来越久的话
And when this worry prolongs,
你已经认定说这个事情将来肯定会发生
You are sure this is going to happen.
就像大家对新冠病毒的忧虑恐惧一样
And people have the panic over the COVID-19.
那我们知道第一开始大家都非常恐惧、啊、这个病毒怎么样很多人出门呢哎呀都带着五十的严严的对不对
And so the, in the beginning of COVID, everybody wrapped themselves up to protect themselves.
那么到了现在，有人依然对这个病毒非常恐惧。
And even now, there are people still panic over it.
不敢出门。
They do not want to leave the house.
不敢见人。
They do not want to see other people.
依然在这种忧虑跟恐惧当中。
They're still living under the fear.
那么很多时候的忧虑，其实上跟事实已经相距甚远了。
And very often the worry has already far away from reality.
大家记不得新冠病毒刚刚开始流行，大家抢购东西呀、啊。
And remember that people buying during the pandemic.
那么大家买米买了好多袋子米，是不是
？And people were try to restore all the rice.
后来发现吃不了啊。
And then you cannot even finish it.
那米都要坏掉了、啊。
And they go bad.
他好像要去退，人家是不会退给他的。
And they want to return, people are not going to return to.
这就是说，忧虑使我们恐惧，然后我们做出一些个错误的决定。
So the worry make us to have a panic, so we'll make some irrational decisions.
所以人为什么会忧虑呢
？But why do we have worries?
是因为我们对未来没有把握。
Because we do not have assurance of the future.
而且世界上每天发生的事情呢？很多的时候也证实了这些事情有可能随时会发生在我们的身上。
So, but because the daily event in the world confirmed those events could happen to us.
所以人们天生啊，对这种未来有一种恐惧的感觉。
So naturally we have a fear about future.
所以呢，我们知道有些事情是不管说是好人还是坏人都会临到我们的身上啊。
Will happen to good guys and will also happen to the bad guys.
不论我们是信耶稣的，不信耶稣的， 都会发生在我们身
上。It will happen to Christians and will happen to non-Christians.
这样我们就没有那种安全感。
So we don't have the security.
那么作为基督教信仰，怎么样去帮助我们去克服这种忧虑呢？
So how do we deal with it as a Christian?
首先我们要认识到这些忧虑带给我们的影响。
So first of all, we need to see what is the effect the worry bring us.
有一位姐妹，她是一个属于那种天不怕地不怕的人啊。
And there's one lady that who is not afraid of anything.
问她说，你有没有什么忧虑和惧怕的事情？她说没有。
If you ask her, do you have any worry or fear? And she said no.
你不担心工作会没有吗？
Do you worry about you don't have a job?
啊，不会，我做的这个行业非常的热门，很容易找到工作。
My job is hot, so it's very easy to find job.
啊，你不担心你丈夫会变心吗？把你抛弃了
？Do you think worry about your husband have affair or that will divorce you?
他说不担心，他随便找，他乐意找谁找谁去。
So whatever you want to find, go ahead.
但是你会不会担心你的孩子将来会出问题？哈
？Do you worry about your children will have a problem?
Oh yeah, 这个是人害怕。
Oh yes.That she was worried about.
因为她知道她的孩子将来怎么样，完全不在她的控制之内。
Because it's not under her control what will happen to her children.
我们每个人都有自己的忧虑。
We all have our own worries.
那我们也知道忧虑与基督教的信仰是格格不入的。
So we all know the fear are incompatible with our faith.
那么圣经有很多个地方的教导就告诉我们不要忧虑，不要惧怕。
And there's a lot of Bible teaching to tell us do not be afraid and do not worry.
所以在马太福音第六章，耶稣就对门徒这样说哈。
So in Matthew, Jesus said to his disciples,
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
？Who of you, our worry, can add a single hour to your life?
不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
And for tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Each day has enough trouble of us of its own.
所以在这一切不要忧虑的背后，因为我们确信天父必会看顾我。
So behind all those do not worry, we're sure that the Father will take care of us.
同样，保罗在谈到忧虑的时候也是这样讲。
So likewise, that Paul speaks of worry in exactly the same way.
腓立比书第四章六到七节。
In Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7.
那是大家非常熟悉的一段经文。
Everybody is very familiar with that verses.
我相信大家应该很多人会背的。
You probably memorized already.
应当一无挂虑。
And do not be anxious about anything.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
But in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving,
将你们所要的告诉神。
Present your request to God.
神所赐出人意料的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And with the transcend all understanding, we guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
这段经文是我们需要背下来的。
And this passage we need to memorize.
因为这里告诉我们对付忧虑的一个最好的办法。
And it tells us what is the best way to deal with worry.
那就是在祷告之中将忧虑告诉神。
And it's during our prayer tell our God.
所以基督徒呢，我们都很熟悉这些圣经的教导。
We are familiar with those teachings.
我们也知道上帝有保护。
We also know God will protect us.
但是我们为什么还会忧虑呢
？But why we still worry?
因为我们对未来没有掌控的能力。
Because we don't have ability to control the future.
但是我们却有一种想要控制未来的欲望。
But we have a desire we want to control over the future.
所以忧虑的对立面是什么
？But it's opposite of a worry.
我们上次说，愤怒的对立面是忍耐。对不对
？So what is the opposite of anger?
忧虑对应基督徒品德的对立面是信心。
So what's the opposite of a worry?
因为我们要相信上帝必然会掌管未来。
Because we know God is in charge of the future.
这就是为什么我们要将忧虑交给神。
And that's why we need to give our worry to God.
当我们把忧虑交给神的时候，忧虑就不再是忧虑了。
So once we give it to God, the worry no longer become worry.
而是成为真正的喜乐。
And become joy.
那么有这样一个故事，讲到说以前有一位婆婆，那么她有两个儿子。
And so there's one story talk about old lady has two sons.
那么她的两个儿子做不同的生意。
And they have the two sons have two different types of business.
一个儿子是卖雨伞的。
And one sells umbrella.
另外一个儿子是卖冰棍儿的哈。
And so one of the sells a popsicle.
所以呢，当这个晴天的时候，他就为他的大儿子忧虑。
And when there's the weather's good, sunshine, she worries about her older son.
因为他卖不出去雨伞。
Because he cannot sell any umbrellas.
那么当阴天下雨的时候，他为他的小儿子忧虑。
And when the weather's not good, then she worries about her younger son.
他卖不出去他的冰棍儿。
Because he cannot sell his popsicles.
那后来就有人点拨说，你为什么不可以反过来这样想？
And why can you change your mindset?
所以当这个天气晴朗的时候，你天气炎热，你为你的小儿子高兴。
And weather is good, you're happy for your younger son.
如果下雨的天气的话，你就为你的大儿子开心呢。
And when during the rainy day, you're happy for your older son.
所以他整个的怎么样，情绪就完全改变过来。
And she changed her mindset.
所以忧虑就取决于啊，说我们怎么样去看我们周围所发生的事情。
So worries that really depends on how we look at things around us.
所以这样的话，我们就有不同的概念。
So we have some ideas.
因为天父必会看顾我们。
Because God will take care of us.
不论是信神的人和不信的人。
Whether you're a believer or non-believer.
你知道，神在我们身上都有恩典。
And God has so much
blessing. 那很多时候我们不确定神会不会在某些事上会保护我们。
And sometimes we just unsure whether God will take care of us in the future.
所以我们会忧虑。
And so we worry.
我们把这个主动权抓在自己的手里。
We are holding of this control.
那么我们今天来看第三段的经文是在诗篇。
And so we're going to look the song, the third passage is in Psalm.
这个诗篇是记载大卫的一个经历。
And it's talk about experience of David.
他提醒我们神的信实。
He actually reminded us of God's faithfulness.
因为这是大卫在他人生中颠簸流离逃难时的经历。
And this is experience when he would try to run away from danger.
那因为扫罗王记恨大卫，他在追杀他。
And because King Saul jealous David, so he tried to kill him.
他时时刻刻都有生命的危险。
So David has a danger.
没办法，大卫就逃亡，逃到非利士人那里。
So David that escaped to Philistine.
不过加特王的话就怀疑大卫的忠诚。
But King Achish was really doubt David's loyalty.
所以大卫只好装疯逃走了。
And so David actually pretend to be insane and ran away.
所以这个时候就是描述大卫的这些经历，生活的不确定，连生命都没有保障的时候。
And so that really describes his uncertainty of the future. Even his life was in danger.
他完全有理由去焦虑。
He had a good reason to worry.
因为他的焦虑不是可能，而是现现实实所存在的危险。
Not even his worry was the things that are possible is actually in reality.
我们看这段经文告诉我们大卫怎么样去在祷告中把他的忧虑交给神。
And let's look at this passage. How David through prayer to give his worry to God.
所以诗篇三十四篇这样讲，我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中，我的心必因耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。
是在
三十四，
从第一节。
你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。
I will extol the Lord at all time. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I saw the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
凡仰望他的便有光荣， 他们的脸必不蒙羞。
Those who took to him are radiant; their face are never covered with shame.
我这困苦人呼求，耶和华便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。
The poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him all of his, all his troubles.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。
The angel of the Lord encamped around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。投靠他的人有福了。
Taste and see what the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
耶和华的圣民呐，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。
Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing.
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
Those lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。
Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
有何人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福？
Whatever of you loves life and desire to see many good days,
就要禁止舌头不出恶言。嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies.
要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it.
耶和华的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的呼求。
The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry.
耶和华向行恶的人变脸，要从世上除灭他们的名号。
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth.
义人呼求，耶和华听见了，便救他们脱离一切患难。
The righteous cry out, and the Lord heals them. He delivers them from their trouble.
耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
And the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit.
义人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切。
A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all.
又保全他一身的骨头，连一根也不折断。
He protects all his bones; not one of them will be broken.
恶必害死恶人，恨恶义人的必被定罪。
Evil will slay the wicked; the foes of the righteous will be condemned.
耶和华救赎他仆人的灵魂，凡投靠他的必不至。
The Lord redeemed his servant. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him.
所以诗篇三十四篇属于一个字母诗。
And so this is a acrobatic poet.
那么就是说希伯来文的字母啊，一共是二十二个。
And the acrobatic alphabet has 22 letters.
我们知道英文是二十六个嘛。
And so in English is 26.
所以这里面呢是二十二行哈。
And there's 22 lines here.
是每一个行第一个都是从这个按照那个字母的顺序排列的。
And so is according each line is according alphabet.
但是五六节之间是忽略掉一个字母 wa 哈。
And so the between line 5 and 6 is missing the wa.
所以最后一句的话呢，就不是按这个字母顺序排列了。
And so the last one did not follow the order.
我们知道这句话就是整个诗篇的总结。
And so it serves as a conclusion of this song.
耶和华救赎他仆人的灵魂。
So he saved his spirit of the servants.
凡投靠他的必不至定罪。
And so whoever depend on him will not be condemned.
所以我们知道要投靠耶和华。
So we need to take him as refuge.
所以投靠在这段经文里也出现了很多次。
And so as refuge happened many times.
那么呼求也出现了三次。
And cry out also appears three times.
在第四节、第十五节、第十七节。
And so in verse 4, 15 and 17.
所以我们看到这里面讲到诗人在神面前是什么呀？是呼求。
We see this poet that he cried out to the Lord.
这是从内心的呼喊。
And it's appeared from deeply from his heart.
是心灵的诉求。
And it's appeared of the soul.
这不是那种不痛不痒的祷告。
It's not kind of half-hearted pray.
所以这是我们投靠神的一个明显的标志。
And this is a very obvious signs that when we're willing to depend on God.
大卫是把他所要担心的事情放在神的手中。
He put all the worries in God's hand.
所以他称颂赞美神。
So he prays and extol God.
他为因神而夸耀。
So he boasts because of the Lord.
所以他的心是充满了喜乐。
So his heart was filled with joy.
所以我们知道说人在急难之处应该投靠上帝。
So we know we're in danger, we need to take God as a refuge.
那么上帝必会伸手救赎我们。
And God will save us.
什么样的人上帝必然会伸手。
And what kind of people God will save them?
那么在这段诗篇里讲过好几种不同的人。
And in this song that talk about different type of people.
所以我们看到第二节讲到谦卑的人
，and talk the verse two talk about people who are humble。
第六节讲到困苦的人
，and six talk about people who were in suffering。
那么第十八节就讲到伤心的和痛悔的人
，and people who is heartbroken。
那么第十五节还有第十九节都讲到义人
，and so also talk about righteous people。
所以我们真的要做这样的人。来投靠神。
We need to be those type of people that to have a refuge in God.
所以投靠上帝是我们的努力。
So the rely on God is something we need to make an effort.
使我们脱离凶险是上帝的工作。
And but then we can escape the danger is God's work.
因为上帝是美善的。
Because God is good.
所以投靠他的人必然得着拯救。
And so whoever is taking refuge in God will.Be escape from the danger.
所以当我们有忧虑的时候怎么办
？So when we worry, what do we do?
我们数算神的恩典。
So we need to count God's blessing.
来看到神在我们的生命中以前是怎么样拯救我们。
So what has God done for us in the past?
如果你说我实在想不起来以前有什么样的经历怎么办
？So if I can't remember anything in the past, what do I do?
你可以。看到别人的经历，对不对
？And you can look at other people's the past or experience.
就像这里面我们看到大卫的经历一样。
So we look at David.
我们知道，耶稣对门徒所说的话哈。
And we also see what Jesus said to his disciple.
在马可福音第八章记载，那些门徒跟着耶稣一起出去上船，他们有焦虑的事。
And so in the Mark chapter 8, then those disciples, they were on the boat. They were worried about things.
他们担心说，哎呦，今天忘了带饼了。
And they forgot to bring bread.
然后耶稣问他，你们为什么为这个事情就议论来议论去的呢
？And why do you worry about those trivial things?
你不知道你当初那个有五个饼的时候，你们喂饱了几千人。
And don't you forget that when we have a pile of bread, how many people you have feed?
最后剩了多少个篮子
？And how much has left?
十二个篮子。
There left 12 baskets of bread.
后来又有七个饼的时候，你们喂饱了几千人
？When we had seven bread, how many thousand people did we feed?
最后你又剩下了多少筐子的东西
？And so how much we have left?
这就是我们对付忧虑的办法。
And this is how we deal with the worry.
数算恩典就不再忧虑。
Count the blessing, so we no longer worry.
好，那现在我们就来看哈，忧虑的定义到底是什么
？So let's look at what is the definition of worry.
那根据这个一个专门研究忧虑的专家的定义哈。
So according to a very famous expert, that's his definition.
这个人叫 Bokovac。他是一个人称叫他忧虑博士哈。
And he is a Dr. Bobovic, and he is a study worry.
那么他所定义的是忧虑是一系列充满负面情绪的想法和图像。
So worry is a series of negative thoughts and images.
那么这些想法相对是无法控制的啊。
And so those negative thoughts usually are not controllable.
尽管他们涉及到一些结果呢，并不确定。
And even though involve uncertain outcomes, they are not sure about it.
但是忧虑者确信， 这些结果很可能会发生。
And but those worry are convinced those bad things is going to happen.
那么这些负面情绪对人的侵扰，毫无疑问是对当事人造成了极大的一个困扰。
So those negative emotion doubtfully cause a great distress to the people who involved.
那么据这个研究的报告来讲呢，有些属于长期的忧虑者，一天可能会花八个小时以上去忧虑一些事情。
So according to some study, people actually have excessive worry. They will spend more than 8 hours worrying about things.
那么也有一部分人呢，他们把它放在一个类别里，属于是没有烦恼的人。
And there's another category. They usually are a little bit worry-free.
可以说是属于比较正常的人。
They are a little bit, they are normal people.
但是他们每天忧虑的时间有多少呢？
And do you know how much time they worry about things?
大概也在一个半小时之内。
And it's about 1.5 hours.
其实这也是很多的时间在忧虑。
That's a lot of time you worry about things.
那么这些忧虑不但耗费人大量的时间啊。
And they spend a lot of, consume a lot of our time.
更是耗费我们的精力。
And consume a lot of our energy.
忧虑使人精疲力尽啊。
So we get exhausted by worrying.
所以到了一天的时候，结束的时候，你已经非常的累，你没有精力去关注其他的人和周围所发生的事情。
So by end of the day, you're so exhausted, you don't worry about other people or the things around you.
但是这个忧虑真的会有效果吗？
And is worry really work?
另外一项研究报告表明哈。
And so another study show.
在所有人忧虑的事情当中哈。
And so all the things we worry about.
40%你的忧虑从来不会发生。
40% of things will never happen.
为什么你花那么多时间去忧虑它呢？
And why do you spend all that time to worry?
另外有30%你要忧虑的事情呢，是你忧虑跟不忧虑都没有什么差别。
Then another 30%, whether you worry about or not, is not going to affect the outcome.
所以为什么你要去忧虑呢？
And why do you want to worry?
那么其他还有12%呢？人们常常去忧虑他身体健康的问题哈。
And there's a 12% very often worry about their health.
那么其实他健康一点问题都没有。
But they're baseless.
那么还有10%的人是担心一些个很小的事情。
And there's another 10% worry about trivial things.
所以最后算下来，只有8%的忧虑是属于合理的忧虑。
That only actually 8% of a concern fall into the reasonable scope.
所以呢，我们忧虑明天可能发生的事情。
And so we need to worry only, worry about tomorrow.
那么结果呢，我们却错过了今天所应该有的喜乐。
And then we actually miss the joy of today.
所以为什么我们不放弃我们的忧虑呢？
But why don't we learn how to give up our worry?
所以这是我们面对的一个问题哈。
And this is something that we need to face.
其实人忧虑啊，还是有另外一个原因。
And there actually is another reason cause people worry.
So, 有的时候我们忧虑，我们知道这个忧虑不能改变什么，但是我们用忧虑来逃避现实。
And even though we know the worry is not going to change anything, but we use worry to escape.
去回避一些可能让我们有更痛苦的一些经历。
To avoid other painful experience.
或者说我们用忧虑来引起别人的关注。
And sometimes we use worry to get attention.
那么希望得到别人的一些个关爱哈。
And to seeking other people's caring.
所以呢，这样看来，其实忧虑是我们的选择。
And sometimes the worry is a choice.
也是因为你要选择去忧虑一些事情。
And whether you want to choose to worry about something.
那换一句话说，既然是选择，你就有这个自由去选择怎么样，不要去忧虑。
So if that's a choice, you have a choice to not to seek worry.
所以就像我们刚才讲到那个哭婆变成笑婆的那个故事一样。
So we talk about the example that the old lady that was always worried and crying then become a smiling lady.
可能那个婆婆她去忧虑一些事是她的选择。
And when she decided to worry about things, that was her choice.
可能在她忧虑的背后，她更担心的是她跟儿子的关系好像越来越疏远。
And all the worry, the, all the things behind worry, maybe that she worried about her relationship with her sons.
所以他唯一一个办法要跟他儿子的关系拉近，就是去忧虑这些事情。
And so in order for her to be close with her son, is to worry about her sons.
那么我们怎么样选择不去忧虑呢？
How can we choose not to be worried?
其实就像圣经所告诉我们。
Well, just like what Bible teaches us.
大卫是敬拜神。
And David choose to worship God.
保罗告诉我们要在祷告之中把我们的忧虑交给神。
And through prayers, give our worry to God.
所以我们有个人的敬拜。
So we have a personal worship.
当你发现你自己在忧虑一个事情的时候，怎么样？你要告诉自己，马上停下来，你要做什么？敬拜神。
So once you notice that you worry about something, you need to stop.
我们知道保罗跟希拉在监狱里的时候，他们做了一个什么事情？
And so you know what happened to Paul and Silas?
他们完全有理由来担心他们的生命安全。
They have a legitimate reason to worry about their safety of their life.
但他们在监狱里是来敬拜神。
But they were worshiping in the prison.
这样我们才能克服忧虑。
So then we can overcome worry.
我们在祷告之中把我们的忧虑去交给神。
So through the worry that we give all the worry to God.
所以提摩太前书第六章第七节这样讲，我们来到这个世上是没有带任何东西的。
So we come to this world that in 1 Timothy we did not bring anything.
但是我们走的时候怎么样，什么东西也带不走的。
And we cannot take anything out of it in this world.
所以我们在这个世界上，如果我们的牵挂少了的话，我们的忧虑就会减少。
So we have the things that really trouble us that we will have less worry.
那么以前有个姐妹，她是家境比较好的。
And there's one lady has is fairly wealthy.
她住在一个很好的社区。
And she lives in a very good community.
那社区里是有人把门的。
And so there's a gatekeeper.
非常安全。
It's very safe.
但她家就被人家盗了。
But then there's a thief went to her house.
小偷进了她的家，把她的珠宝都偷走了。
And stole all her jewelry.
哎呀，这你家里进了人去偷东西，你会怎么样？你会觉得很恐怖哈。
And so you is very fearful when someone invades your house.
非常的担心和焦虑哈。
So she was very worried and anxious.
哎呀，那些珠宝啊，真是她小心爱的东西哈。
And those are something that she loved very much.
一下都没有了。
And it's all gone.
所以她有很多的焦虑在里面。
And there was so much worry and anxiety there.
所以真的，如果我们把这些牵挂放下的话，其实有很多忧虑就没有了。
So if we put all those things that put it down and let it go, then our worry will be gone as well.
所以以前有一个修道士，他的名字叫阿爸马奎尔斯啊。
And there is a
Macarius.
Macarius.、
那么他呢，就有自己，你说修道士本来就没有什么东西哈。
And he does not own a lot of things.
但是还是有一些东西值钱的。
But he still have few things is valuable.
不知为什么，那小偷居然照顾了他所居住的地方。
Well, unfortunately, that thief actually visited him.
然后呢，居然把他的东西偷走。
And took all his valuable things away.
当他偷的时候，怎么样？
When he stole it.
这个修道士正好回来碰到他。
So at monk actually came back home and met this thief.
小偷在忙着装他的车子呢。
And the thief was trying to fill his car with all the stolen goods.
这个修道士问他，哎呀，你需要帮忙吗？
So the monk actually asked him, do you need any help?
拿的够多不多，我帮你再拿一点走。
And so if you did not take enough, I will help you to get more.
所以有的时候真的好多我们牵挂的事情都是世界上的东西，不是我们带来的，也不是我们可以带走的东西。
And very often that the things that worry us is the things we cannot take with us when we leave the world.
所以在一个动荡啊不安的世界里，人被忧虑跟恐惧所包围。
So in a turbulent world that we are controlled and surrounded by worries and fears.
所以今天我们借着这个圣经的教导，我们看到怎么样我们用敬拜跟祷告把我们的忧虑交在神的手里面。
And so through the Psalm 34 that we learn how can we bring our worries through worship and praise.
上帝是美善的。
God is good.
他的信实就成为我们不再忧虑的一个保障。
So his faithfulness become our assurance that we will no longer need to worry.
有一个很好的基督徒，以前他的名字叫 Arthur Rank.
He's a very, very famous Christian, very good Christian. His name is Arthur Rank.
他的生意是什么？他是生意是拍电影的。
And so his business was making movies.
你知道他是很久以前的事情哈。
And that was a long time ago.
那他拍完电影会在教会里放电影的。
And very often after he finished picture that he would show in his church.
你知道以前的时候啊，教会里看电影那是很大的事情。
And long time ago, it was a big thing event when you can watch a movie.
那但是他就专门是把拍了一些个很好的啊这种。有关信仰的电影带到教会。
So、he make a lot of really good movies regarding the Christian faith.
所以他的生意是也是很有挑战的。
So his business was very challenging.
你的投资你能不能得到回报等等。
And investment where can return.
他有一个很好对付忧虑的办法。
And he has strategy to deal with worry.
他一旦发现他在忧虑什么事情，他就说他把忧虑的事情写下来。
And so once he find out he is worried about something, he write it down.
一二三四五。
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
哎，然后他就说，哦，我不要忧虑这个事情。
And so he decided, I'm not going to worry about those things.
他每个星期规定一个时间。
So he decided to make a time.
每个星期三的下午是他忧虑的时间。
And every Wednesday afternoon is the time to worry.
所以在这一个星期里，如果他一发现自己，哦，我又在忧虑，他就把这忧虑写下来。
And so once beside that time, he find out he's worried about something, he will write it down.
不再忧虑，星期三下午再忧虑。
Don't worry about it, and let me worry about on Wednesday afternoon.
对，到了星期三下午，真的他去忧虑他的事情的时候。
And so on Wednesday afternoon, when he start opening his book about worrying.
他把所有忧虑的事情摆在他面前。
So it's all in front of him.
开始忧虑吧。
And let me start worrying.
他发现他非常的平静。
But then he found himself very peaceful.
一点都不忧虑。
And he's not worried at all.
觉得这是个很好的办法。
And that's a really good way.
就是我们怎么样把我们的忧虑交在神的手中。
So how do we give our worry and put in God's hand?
愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
So God bless every one of us here.
使我们不再忧虑。
No longer worry.
而是有神的喜乐常常在我们的心中。
To have a God's joy in our hearts.
我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
感谢你借着圣经所启示我们的。
And through the Bible, to reveal to us.
让我们知道怎么样面对今天的忧虑。
So we can how to face the worry that today.
我们谢谢你赐给我们美好的救恩。
We want to thank you for wonderful salvation.
在耶稣基督里面，我们有那美好的盼望。
So in Jesus Christ, we have this eternal hope.
真是愿我们在你的面前将我们的忧虑交在你的恩手中。
So before you, we give all our worry to you.
我们谢谢你，你救赎了我们。
Thank you for redeemed us.
也求主你保守我们的信心。
And continue to help our faith.
因为我们知道我们在耶稣基督里的福气是这个世界所不能夺去的。
So all the things that in you that is nothing can be taken away by the world.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.